from drought to drowning. Our farmers have experienced all the extremes over the past several years, as Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton gives us the latest on this year's saturated cotton crop.
We've obviously had some damage from too much rain, some areas and fields drowning out the crop. Is certainly a bit behind our five-year average, but we've had a couple of weeks of reasonably sunny weather, and it's surprising the progress that it's making. We hope the good weather will continue and won't turn off, you know, just horribly hot and dry. The root systems of the cotton plants probably haven't developed as they normally would because of the wet conditions through the growing season, but some good sunshine and a late frost could still let our producers produce a good crop.
Richie says that despite the fact that the rains have forced farmers to invest more into the crop this year with fertilizers, fungicides, and weed control. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.